There's probably a number of reasons why I've never been particularly good with music. I like listening to it, there's an awful lot of music I'm really enjoying from a really wide spectrum, but I've never been particularly good at composing music or making it. Musical instruments just weren't my thing. Maybe I didn't have the ear or whatever. However, there's now an online tool that can make my life a lot easier. I can actually produce an almost professional output with the minimum of fuss, and that's using Soundation. And what Soundation does is it provides you with a music studio with a whole raft of over 600 free loops and samples that you can incorporate using the studio feature. You don't need an account to do that, although if you wish to save your work as you go along, you can do. It's a free account, and as you might expect, there are also paid and premium versions which give you more facility, more storage space, a greater variety of loops and so forth. But even with the free version, you can get started. What's even better, thinking about using this in classrooms, is that you don't have to have an account to get using it and to produce a really good output straight away. As soon as you get into the studio, if you've used a sound studio, you'll be familiar with it, but it's really simple to use, and is just a matter of dragging and dropping different sound samples into onto the tracks. So you get four audio channels, and on the right hand side is a library of sound samples. So you can just double click on them and listen to what they sound like first, and when you find a sample that you like, you drag it and drop it onto one of the audio tracks and then click play and see what it sounds like. By simply clicking on the sample that's on the audio track and dragging it to the right or left, you can make it either longer or shorter. Now, all the samples come at different beats, but what Soundation is really good at is when you drag something that's not the same number of beats per minute as what you've already been using, it'll ask you, well, do you want to time stretch this? And it'll do all the hard work for you. So if you've got something at 120 beats per minute and you want to use a sample at 100, no problem, drag it in, drop it in, and Soundation takes care of that. Now, each of the audio channels, you can change different settings on it. So you've got an effects feature, so you can apply effects to the channels. You can drag and drop your samples that you've put on around from channel to channel. There's an awful lot of functionality there that it's perhaps beyond my experience. But the really crucial thing is that it's all about being creative. You don't need to know anything. You can just try things out, see what they sound like until you're happy. And when you are happy, you can save it to your computer as either a Soundation file to reuse or as a WAV file so it stands on a